from the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
It's the weekend version of our podcast, which we call Shigs and Giggles.
I love this.
Yes.
This just hits your inbox.
It does.
At whatever time it does.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing across the weekend.
Maybe you're mowing the lawn.
Mm.
Whack it in your ears.
Have you got some of that planned this weekend?
No, I did a big mow last weekend, remember?
Oh, you did too.
And so that's, you know, at this time of year, it's still not a weekly prospect.
Of course. And it is wet in our part of the world this weekend.
Sodden.
Quite right, Lozza. Dunce Academy, we put a couple of people into the Dunce Academy this week.
Excellent.
So that is coming up. Lozza, little quiz time as well.
Ooh.
Which was a song-based little quiz this week.
Yeah.
Songosaurus.
Quizmaster
Will.
Will.
Yes, it was artists who had their tours cancelled or postponed because of COVID.
And songs from the artists.
Yes.
That's where you threw us a little bit, I
think. We thought you meant artists.
Yeah. Through one person.
Well,
one person did
we were
very
both
well.
Thrown to start with. I couldn't shake the throw.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Plus, Harley Breen will be with us as well.
Lovely.
It's the Marty Shergold Show weekend podcast from Triple M.
The Marty Shergold Show.
Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister, and I'm not even joking.
Yes. He's been on a trip to America.
He's our Prime Minister. And when he's away, guess who's our Prime Minister? Oh. Barnaby Joyce.
Oh. The hat guy.
All hat, no cattle, I heard him as described as the other day. And someone else described him as looking like he'd gone to the dress-up box.
Yes, it
we
does.
Said it's like when Homer Simpson has the big hat with a camera in it.
Oh, my God. It's actually happening. It's real.
Here's the boss when ScoMo's away.
Scott Morrison's handed out some interesting gifts to the world's political leaders during his recent trip to the US. That's why we're asking you the question, what's the worst gift you've ever been given? Following the Quad leaders meeting about concerns over China, ScoMo gave US President Joe Biden some very Australian-inspired and high-priced gifts. Were they? He's got a photograph there that he's given Biden. It's got a blackwood frame. It's of the Opera House lit up with the Australian flag on one side of the Opera House and the American flag on the other side, you know, divided on the sails.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could think of a more cliched gift to give somebody, I don't know what it would be.
It's just also hideous.
Yeah.
Like, can you give something tasteful?
Yeah,
what would you give?
I don't mind the next gift. I think that's...
The next gift is a didgeridoo crafted from a hollowed-out scarlet gum. Yeah, that's not a bad gift,
the
old didge.
And then he also, I didn't have it on the sheet, but he gave the Indian Prime Minister an Akubra. That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Give them all Akubras.
Yeah.
Got it from Barnaby Joyce.
Last time ScoMo visited the US, he gave the then-President Donald Trump a single-framed photo of himself.
What?
And the
of,
first
of Trump?
Yeah.
Of Trump or of ScoMo? Mm.
Of Trump and the First Lady Melania Trump.
It couldn't have been a photo of ScoMo with Melania.
No, it had
imagine
to be
if it was that, though.
He's gone. We were out clubbing, mate, and they took a shot of us. I got it framed. What a strange gift to give someone, a photo of himself and his wife.
I've got someone in Insta, Will.
We do have someone Insta. Maddie received a packet of napkins from her grandma.
Oh, my God.
Grandma gift.
Grandma's just gone, what have we got? It's her birthday. I've got some napkins.
I hope that was like cloth.
Otherwise, they're serviettes.
I would like cloth napkins.
Ambush. He reckons his mate gave him in quotes, expensive European spirit from a German mate. Saw it at Dan's for $10. Tasted like Murray water.
Oh.
Mate, I got you this. Duty free.
You won't find this anywhere.
Did you?
And Mike says, I was once given a rubber toy meant for a dog as a birthday present.
Linda.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Linda.
So I won't lie, this made me vomit a little bit in my mouth and it happened 20 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So my now mother-in-law gave me a pre-wedding gift to her son of the matching brunch coat and lingerie set she wore on the wedding night to my father-in-law.
Oh, no. So the same gear that she wore on her wedding night she gave to you and her son.
Correct. To wear on our wedding night. Needless to say, that didn't occur.
No.
But, yes, I didn't look for stains or anything like that. But it was a little bit...
it was literally the identical set?
It was her set.
Oh, no. I thought it was just like, I couldn't believe it. I found these at DJ's.
Surely she had it dry cleaned.
She kept it.
Oh, my God.
gifted it to me generously and lovingly to wear on my wedding night with her son.
That's one of the strangest things I've ever heard. How confusing for the son. You look so much like mum tonight. Get in here.
At least ScoMo didn't take that for Biden.
Jenny's lingerie.
Oh, to wear.
It's the Dunce Academy.
One of my favourite openers.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Especially the end of it.
Yeah, we're inducting a woman into the Dunce Academy today, which I'm always reluctant to do because I love the ladies. But this woman, she's quite the dunce. Alexandra Sivanova is suspected of starting the highly destructive Fawn Fire in Shasta County. Is anyone across the Fawn Fire?
No.
No.
It was last week. She was trying to boil bear urine so she could drink it.
What? Just go to 7-Eleven.
I know.
Let's get some water.
It's yes and yes.
I think she was quite far from a 7-Eleven.
I think she's a bit fruity. The 30-year-old's bear urine boiling fire is what allegedly ignited the blaze that scorched more than 7,000 acres.
Oh, wow.
And forced hundreds of people to evacuate. Alexandra had been hiking to Canada on September... What, hiking to Canada? That sounds pretty dramatic.
Where
did she start?
Alaska.
She's hiking to Canada.
She's actually in South America.
Where are you going? I'm hiking to Canada. All right. Good to see you.
It's 5,000 k's to go.
She was hiking to Canada on September 22.
Last year.
And was seen in the Mountain Gate community, and she was told she couldn't be on the property by quarry employees, but she kept walking because you can't tell her anything.
Mm-hmm.
She then became thirsty.
She's getting her steps up.
She found a puddle of water in a dry creek bed, but the water had bear urine in it. God knows how she knew that. So she tried to filter the water with a tea bag.
What?
I don't fully understand, and I don't think Alex did either. I think she was just mucking around the edges of sanity there for a little while.
So this all happened in California, the north of California. So she's two states from Canada.
Oh, she's got a fair hike
she's
to go.
She's got to go through, like...
Oregon and Washington.
Idaho.
She's going to go... Step-tember.
Yeah.
Step-tember.
Definitely closing her rings.
Finally. Shasta County. It sounds like such a lovely spot. That didn't work, the teabag idea. So she attempted to make a fire to boil the water, and she stated it's too wet for the fire to start, and she drank the water anyway and then continued walking uphill. So she's gone, oh, I can't start a fire. Yeah. I'm going to keep walking to Canada. And
what else is there to
obviously
do?
Obviously she hadn't put out the water properly, the fire rather. Police arrested Alexandra. She was found with CO2 cartridges. What's that? That's just a cigarette lighter and a white item containing a green leafy substance.
Hmm.
What's going on here?
White item containing a green leafy substance sounds like a joint.
Yeah,
it does.
Yes.
She was smoking some marijuana.
The suggestion may be she was potted.
Well, it is legal in some parts of America.
And
California.
And Canada, it's legal.
It is legal.
It takes 477 hours to walk from Northern California to Alberta in Canada.
Oh, she had some walking left ahead of her.
Oh, a CO2 cartridge is just a Nang.
Oh, no.
It's a Nang?
Is it not?
She's a cream charger.
She's punching Nangs and smoking hooch, lighting fires and drinking bear urine.
Yeah.
On the way to Canada.
With a tea bag in it.
She's winning at life.
She's having a busy day. She currently lists her occupation on LinkedIn as shaman.
Yeah.
Let's put her in.
Oh, please. No mention of a dream catcher. I bet she's got a dream catcher hanging off her backpack.
I don't reckon she was going to make it to Canada.
No way. Not if she keeps punching Nangs. No.
Turn around, go
home. She only had the one cartridge. She's got some whipped cream.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Marty Sheargold. Now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Now it's time for Lauren's Little Quiz.
It's Cinemasaurus.
Marty, you taking on Lozza.
Well, Quizmaster.
Yes. Cinemasaurus, of course, Loz, is the idea that we replace the words in the title of things with a thesaurus.
Yes, not with an actual thesaurus. No. We use it.
It's always one a challenge for you.
It is. It's one of Lauren's great ideas, and she's had many, but this is right up there.
Yep.
Probably one of your best was leaving the other mob and coming across here.
That wasn't my idea.
You didn't have any say in it, did you?
I wonder if this will get back to them.
I wouldn't have thought so.
I think that they would know that.
Well, what's the theme today? We're doing Songosaurus.
Yes. Today's theme, artists who had Australian tours cancelled throughout COVID.
Oh, there'll be a few of those.
So plenty. Many. Did you say bands or bands and artists?
Artists.
Oh, artists.
Artists. Oh, okay. So I could actually be part of this.
Yeah, well, you've been postponed.
Musical artists.
Oh, haven't you heard Marty sing?
Oh. Oh, I should do a couple of numbers in the show, actually. Yeah, I'm missing a little trick there.
Bring out a piano or a drum set.
I could do Pirates of the Penzance.
Oh.
Do the Pirate King that. Song.
Yes. He loves that show a lot.
Fashion chips are not on here.
All right.
Okay.
What here about the question. Other one we're going to bring forward?
It's cool.
We'll hold off on that.
Question one.
Yes.
So these are song titles.
Mm-hmm. Song titles.
By artists that have had tours cancelled or postponed.
Yep. Okay, that's...
Oh, song
that
titles.
Was a good clarification because
course,
I thought you
so
meant you were going to do art.
Yeah, that's why I clarified.
So it's song titles.
Songosaurus.
Songosaurus.
Not Bandosaurus.
Of course.
Not Artisosaurus.
No.
Pardon?
Question one.
Right, good.
Question one.
Now you've thrown me because I had Guns N' Roses in my head, the actual band.
No, but it'll be one of their songs.
Yeah, okay.
Yankee female.
American Woman.
Yes, Marty.
Oh. American Woman.
Lenny Kravitz. He was meant to headline Blues Fest.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I hope he comes back because we really must go.
Well, I think Blues Fest is actually going ahead with local acts.
In
Byron.
Oh, that's
it
right.
It was already meant to have been this year, I thought.
No, they cancelled one last year.
Yeah, he was also meant to have a 2020 tour.
Was he?
Question two. Appendage in my cavity. Appendage in my cavity.
Leg in my hole.
In the ballpark.
I can keep guessing, can't I?
Yeah, you can keep going.
Yeah.
Both words were wrong.
What was it? Say it again.
Appendage in my cavity. We nearly got a buzzer.
Head in my mouth. Head in your mouth.
No.
Smash mouth.
No.
It is this.
Hand in my pocket by Alanis.
Appendage in my cavity.
Gosh, that's really. I can't stop thinking about bands. I can't think of the song.
She was meant to be here in April.
Yes, she was.
Yes.
Hopefully she comes back and does that one album of hers.
Jagged Little Pill. What
album.
An album.
That's the one.
Massive album.
She hasn't had to work since.
Nope. But fingers crossed she doesn't do any new music.
All right, question three.
Question three. Marty, 1-0. Abscess in my day. Oh, sorry.
Beg your pardon.
Abscess in the daylight.
Hole in the sunshine.
No.
Abscess.
Abscess.
Blister in the sun.
Yes.
Oh my
yes!
God.
Violet Femmes. February 2022.
I almost said at the start, Marty's going to win today. I had a really good feeling.
I haven't won yet.
But you will though, because I.
Well, hang on. What are you doing?
I can't think of the song titles.
Come on, what's happening? Come on, what are you doing? This is your game.
I don't have any faith.
Two for Marty.
You're better than that.
Okay, None for you, Lozza. Okay. You could win this here, Marty, if you get this next one correct.
You need this.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Question four. Shimmy primate.
Dance monkey.
Oh, no! Oh!
Stones and I, the big one.
Well done, Marty.
What a win.
Well done, Marty.
Wow, that is unlike me.
Yeah, that is.
Thank God I got you on a bad day.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of the tabernacle. Jesus showed up on a piece of toast, it's a tale from the tabernacle.
Tales from the tabernacle.
Tales from the tabernacle. Just those sort of revelations, as it were. From the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour, or indeed an earthly equivalent.
This is an earthly equivalent.
It certainly is. An evangelical pastor is being blamed. Pastor's a stupid word. Is being slammed on social media after telling his congregants that they could speed up the return of Jesus by donating money to a fellow minister's church.
Oh, righto.
Jesse Duplantis, who's a preacher based in New Orleans, who's known for his extravagant lifestyle, was appearing alongside another televangelist, Kenneth Copeland, for a church fundraiser when he claimed that he believed that God's will was for people to give money to ministers like himself. That's what he reckons God wants from the people.
Yes.
Give me money and give Kenneth some money.
And people are doing this?
And Jesus will come back quicker. And people are doing it. It's astounding, isn't it?
Sure is.
It's astounding that people watch a TV evangelist and then give him money.
These guys are massive things in America.
They're huge in the Shire, south of Sydney. During the telethon, Jesse also responded to criticisms he's faced over the years about his own use of a private jet.
Oh, he's got a private jet.
He's got a private jet, Jesse, which he's previously defended by claiming commercial planes are full of demons.
What?
Which is true.
The regular people.
Depending on what airline you're on.
When you tiger ring any bill.
If you're behind the curtain.
What are you all doing back there? You're revolting.
Oh, there's seats behind the wing.
Troy, stop it.
How awful. I assume that was where the luggage went.
So relatable.
Telling viewers, people ask me if I have a private jet. I say yes. And you can have it the day after the rapture because Jesse's going to heaven. That's him. He's referring to himself in the third person.
Aren't leaders of the church supposed to live in poverty or something? Like, no, take a vow of poverty?
I haven't met too many that do, including the Dalai Lama with his Rolex.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they're all, as described here, grifters. They're all snake oil salesmen trading in on people who want hope in their life.
Yes. Mm. Well, there it was.
Clinging to faith as if that's the answer.
That'll do. Heard a tale from the tabernacle. Oh. Jesus appeared somewhere weird and fun. It was a tale from the tabernacle. The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Muscle cars are amazing things, aren't they? They're just beautiful.
Love a muscle car.
So do I. Do you know, some of them are worth $1 million now.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. Models built in the 70s and 90s and even the 2010s. What do we call those?
What's the 2010s?
2010s.
Yeah, call them 2010s.
Is it just the 2010s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Doesn't really roll off the tongue, does it?
No.
But you'd say 1910s, wouldn't you?
1910s. Yeah.
1810s.
1810s.
Would you?
What do you say?
Sounds weird.
What's that, the 2010s?
2010s.
1920s.
The 10s.
The 1910s.
10s.
2020s.
2010s.
I hate the noughties.
Oh my God, we're just saying numbers now.
I know, none of it makes sense.
Well, we want to get it right. Lloyd's Auctions reported a record price for an Australian road car of $1.3 million for a Ford Falcon GTHO Phase 3.
Wow.
And there it is there. Have a look at it.
The ute?
No, the other one.
The Ford-all.
That really nice one with the black
stripe. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, the black stripe.
God almighty.
Yeah.
And it'd go like the clappers too.
I reckon.
Don't worry about that.
Imagine the fuel burn.
Oh, you could watch the dial.
You could.
Literally going down as you drove it. A collector also spent $50,000 on a digital model of the Falcon. Oh, joining the NFT trend for electronic artwork.
Yuck.
So someone paid $50,000 for a computer picture of that car?
Really?
I still don't get NFT.
I don't want it.
All of this, I got in early and I got the Falcon for $50,000 in 2020.
Hoping that it's going to increase in value.
Well, you know what? I bet it does. And in 2056, it'll probably be worth $3 million.
Unbelievable.
And we'll be the ones who are idiots.
We should have bought one.
Well, let's buy one.
It's already too expensive. We've already missed the boat. Well, for us, on this side of the room.
This side of the desk, over there.
You guys can get one.
Economy players.
Economy
players.
What's an economy?
Us wing sitters.
NFT. The N is for no for you guys. The classic Falcon was almost usurped by an incredibly rare HSV GTSRW1 Ute. And there's the Ute there.
That's what? The one on the right there,
That's
Loz.
The one on the right.
Yeah.
That just looks like
it just,
one that would do chap laps.
It really does. It looks like a chap lapper. Yeah. It was passed in for 1.25.
God.
So someone went, you know what? No, I'm not selling it for 1.25.
Oh, it thinks it's worth it.
It thinks it's worth it.
It rubs the lotion into its skin.
Or else it gets that.
The owner thinks it's worth more.
He reckons it's worth more than 1.25.
Yeah, which would have been, that car, new, would have been, what, 60 grand?
Yeah, I reckon.
Would it have even been that much? Then?
It really
I don't know.
Just looks like a car you'd see going down Main Street of Tamworth or something.
Maybe it's had all
or Chaplaps.
Insides redone.
It's the Denny Ute Master.
Yeah.
No, redoing the insides is what takes the value off.
Oh, I don't know. I don't understand any of it.
Lauren, you ruined it.
Lauren ruined it. Play a song.
It's time for Will Sreeway. This is our first one back after a break.
Yes. It's basically, we're playing Train because essentially this is the theme train.
That's it.
Will presents three. Well, how would you describe
items,
it?
Ideas.
Three items or ideas that are linked in some way.
Yes. Mm. We've got to work it out.
And we've got to work it out. And we all play this one.
It is Lauren, Troy and Marty.
Oh.
And the rule has been adapted from the last time we played. There was a controversy.
Oh, there always is. Well, Patricia's involved.
That's right.
It was, so for example, I read out three horses.
Yeah.
Troy said horses.
Right. Yeah.
I said, I need more information. Lauren said Melbourne Cup winners, which was in fact correct. But this time, if I ask more information, the person who said it gets 3 seconds, then it's open
slather
again.
3 seconds?
Yeah, I'm going to count down.
Very generous.
I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1.
That's a good rule.
Yeah.
All right.
Because you earn
new rules.
If you get close, you earn the chance to
have a.
Because I was annoyed because I know it's happened to me before where I've said something and someone else has jumped on
the wrong.
Okay,
well, we're not
getting into it now.
We're not going through the back catalogue of things you're unhappy about.
We could be here a while.
No, I'm very happy about lots of things.
I know you are.
I'm unhappy about something, it's a big deal. That's what I mean.
Whoa. Lauren's saying I won't get into it immediately before getting into it.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's the indication that she's about to get into it.
It's like a press conference.
I'm not going to get into this, but I will.
Something else I've thought about.
So the scoreboard so far, this one's really good. Mm. It's Troy on 2, Lauren on 2, Marty on 1.
Ooh. Oh, Marty, today's your day, I think.
Yep. Ooh, theme train.
Okay.
Here we go.
Will's not involved.
Here we go. Number 1. Sicilian's defence, Scholar's mate, Queen's gambit.
Look, chess moves.
Yes, I'll accept chess moves.
Well done.
Chess opening moves.
Are they?
Do you
play chess?
I have played chess, but I know that from...
Yes, from Queen's Gambit.
From Queen's Gambit.
I've never... Oh. A Queen's Gambit, I guess I would have associated with chess eventually.
Mm. Yeah. When you said the second one, I think I knew.
Scholar's mate. Yeah.
Yes, I did know that
Good
one.
Get, Loz. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Lauren on 1.
I mean, chess in other news.
Do you not like chess?
It's been a long time since I've played
Seriously.
Chess. Okay, Marty.
No.
Do you not play? Have you ever played?
Oh, why would I play chess?
Because maybe you're not smart
enough. For young girls.
Okay. Question 2.
Okay, right. Please. Mm.
Indira Gandhi, John F. Kennedy, Charles de Gaulle.
People that were assassinated.
Both incorrect.
Okay.
So not what I'm after.
So that's not what you're after.
No.
They're world leaders.
Indira Gandhi, John F. Kennedy, Charles de Gaulle.
Airports?
Correct. International.
Marty! Yes!
Marty!
Delhi, New York, and Paris.
Should have got
Delhi.
That.
No, thank you.
Yeah, Troy, you should have got that.
I should have got that one.
I'm gobsmacked you didn't.
Delhi.
Damn.
To know.
Question 3. Larry, Tracy, Yasi.
Cyclones!
Well done, Warren. Australian cyclones.
Strong.
Very good from you.
Jeez. 2 points to Loz.
Lauren, so you get Marty? This, you win.
Yes.
Have you got a point yet, Troy?
No. I've not got one.
I get this. I can take you to a tie break.
Yes. That's it. So I'm out?
No, well, no, because if you get it, we can go.
You can get the next two. Right. It's best of 5. Mirage, Outlander, Triton.
Mitsubishi.
Lauren got it.
Mitsubishi.
Good win.
Wow. What a win.
What a win.
It is.
That's a really good answer.
That was a really good one by me.
Good three-way, Will.
Thank you.
Lauren's very happy. Lauren happy. Happy life.
That's right. It's a good day.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Marty Sheargold. Now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Everybody's
talking at me. Right now, though, time for the socials. You can get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show.
Yes.
Will.
Thanks to everyone on the Instagram at Marty Sheargold Show. Congratulations to all our supporters that are Melbourne supporters.
Yes.
And commiserations to the Dogs fans as well, particularly Craig and Horsham.
And the socials is something that we do a little bit more of when we are in the podcast.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear more people getting in touch with the show.
Yep.
The listener app, download the Marty Sheargold Show.
That's it. You get it about 10 o'clock each morning.
And hit us up on Insta, of course.
And we thought it would be a nice thing to do to bring some of this stuff to the show.
Tim got in touch with us regarding our near-death experiences phone. Riding a pushy near home, massive clap of thunder overhead, everything lit up, woke up lying under the front of a car that had stopped just in time, still have no idea what happened.
Lightning, probably.
Well, lightning struck. But the car had stopped as he was lying underneath it.
Unbelievable.
Wow. One of the better ones.
So did the... Never mind.
He didn't like my thing about lightning.
No, I know.
He's not going to like whatever
but
you
didn't
say.
Didn't the car, first in the car, see what happened?
No,
not in a good mood today.
I know.
I'm fine.
I think it's been all day, hasn't it? It's not just me.
What?
It's a thing.
Now I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
You're not.
Travis.
Apart from not wearing socks.
I've got sockettes. This is from Sarah. Hey to everyone that make me laugh every day, especially my man Martin.
Yes.
My message relates to the story about Flick My Bean, the Cisco coffee chain.
Slow down, mate. Slow down.
Okay, so,
don't have a lot of time. I've got a lot of messages.
Ease us into the Flick Your Bean stuff.
Inside because, voice.
I couldn't not bring attention to the little cafe at the bottom of my work building, which is called Tickle My Bean.
Oh, my gosh. Very different beans.
This is over in Subiaco in Perth from Sarah. I'm an assistant and often book meetings with executives, and I purposely pick other cafes because I can't bring myself to put Tickle My Bean in the meeting invite location, which is fair enough.
Thank or you, even Sarah. Make the phone call.
From Kiri and a lot of other people just pointing out how good Lauren's hair looks on the Instagram.
Oh, that's lovely.
Lauren became a redhead midway through the week.
You did it yourself.
I did. It's just a shampoo.
Yeah.
This is a toning shampoo. This is what happens when you're a blonde. You can just do that.
You can do stuff with your hair.
Tomorrow it could be blonde again.
It's amazing.
This is an update from Pete. So we read this out on the podcast. He had a bad knee because we did What Happened to Your Knee earlier this week.
Ouch, my knee hurts.
And he was playing a full season of cricket with a chip bit of femur floating behind his kneecap.
Oh, that was horrendous.
About the size of a bit of chewing gum.
Oh, God.
And then Lauren asked.
Yes, I said like an extra or a Hubba Bubba.
Like what? Actual piece of chewing gum.
Yeah.
Thanks for the mention, mate, says Pete. To clarify for Patricia, it was actually about Hubba Bubba size.
Oh,
I was thinking extra.
That's a chunky bit of chewy.
Had it removed. 6 months of physio, kept swelling up, had to retire.
So when was your last story. Piece of Hubba Bubba as well?
Recently. Yeah.
Oh, really? I haven't had a piece of Hubba Bubba in years.
Can I tell you, for Halloween last year, we couldn't really do anything, but I just at home dressed up as Violet Beauregard.
I remember that.
And I had an inflatable suit. And I used Hubba Bubba.
Nice.
It was very good, and we should all have Hubba Bubba more.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
It loses its flavour very quickly.
Like you get about 2 minutes out of a Hubba Bubba.
Okay.
And finally from Jack, this is very interesting.
Mm.
So this is up on our Instagram story now, at Marty Sheargold Show. So get involved in this shear poll.
Yeah. Oh, this is good.
From Jack, can we do a shear poll on who does work dumps? Marty thinks he's the normal one by not doing a dump at work. I'm a 2 to 3 dump a day at work kind of operator.
Is not.
He is.
A day?
What?
Two to three. He needs to see a doctor.
They have toilets in the office for a reason.
He's heading into Carly territory with that amount of dumps in a day.
So I just want to see from the Marty Sheargold audience.
Yeah. How many dumps are you doing?
It's close currently.
Is it?
Well, hang on. What's question?
It's only do you poo at work?
That's it.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
It's only been up for a few minutes, so I want to find out at the end of the show because it might blow out.
Or perhaps tune into the podcast to find out the results.
That's right. At Marty Sheargold Show. Holly and Shags, they're just
just talking for a while.
Here he is.
Oh, here he is. Our favourite. If we had favourite.
Yeah. Harley Breen.
Harley Breen.
Guys, you're my favourite. I got up this morning just to come in and listen to that little sting.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Fills me with a bit of energy. I'm just going to have a yarn with my mate.
Up and about.
I mean, it's not exactly like just having a yarn, because I mean, the yarn we have off air.
Yeah, very different yarn.
It's quite different.
Very different. Have you heard the word cancelled? That would be. You're very missed, Marty. The whole team, you're all very missed. In fact, the whole city missed you. There was almost a protest a day the whole time you were away.
I wasn't sure where we were heading.
No. Yeah.
I thought I'd missed a function or something.
No,
I can't go anywhere.
They got out there and they went, get Marty back on the radio.
I saw it. John Setka was out there with a megaphone. Yeah. Bring Shiggs back.
we need Shiggs there.
Yeah,
and then, you know, they just got a bit carried away. Well, they're like pissing in bottles.
Yeah,
you know, just
was infiltrated by the right wing of my fan base.
Which is extensive.
Yeah. Look at my hair.
Oh, mate, they're a good fan base to have.
Oh, they're very loyal.
Mobile.
Very loyal and aggressively so.
And a lot of cash.
Oh, yeah.
Just throwing it around.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, I've been doing all sorts of things. Went for a walk over the West Gate. Didn't know there was a walking track over there. Lovely. Lovely view.
Yeah.
Very Did you hard. Sing Horses?
Hey?
I loved how they adopted horses as their freedom song. Daryl must have been.
Oh, Daryl.
I did
pumped
not,
about that.
I did not
he?
Cover this so that blokes could sing this up on the Westgate Bridge.
I mean, you get up there and then you get down to the bottom and then you realise you didn't have a plan and you're like, I've got to walk back over that prick of a bridge.
It's a fair walk back into town.
By the lookers of some of them too, I think they would have struggled getting up that bridge.
Beefy blokes.
Probably
up there.
Pretty happy they're at the tail end of it. Oh, we're turning around, are we? Yeah, no, I've got to come over.
Who's got the pie warmer? Yeah, there was a fair few chubby blokes up there.
Mate, it's been flat out. It's been flat out. This 7-day lockdown is.
It feels longer than that.
Sure, it's longer than 7 days, isn't it? It feels a lot longer when you've got 3,000 children, I can tell you that. A day will take a week. Well, on top of the the 3,000 children, my 1.5-year-old Kelpie is also on heat. So that's fun.
Oh, no.
That is fun.
What do you do with dogs, female dogs? Because I've only had male dogs. What do they call it? Spayed?
You get them spayed.
Right.
For those of you who don't know what a dog being on heat means, it's a dog period.
Yeah.
She's on a dog period.
It's pretty graphic.
She gets it once every 6 months.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
You can manage it. Notice
get her a hot water bottle.
Mood or anything
stay out
like
of
that.
Her way for a bit.
Yeah.
And the thing is, right, I haven't had her spayed because she's a purebred Kelpie and
Are
from
you
a good line.
Breeding?
And I would like to breed her.
Right.
But I still need to walk her. And because, you know, she's emitting all the pheromones. And we're in lockdown, and what everyone is doing is walking their dog 5 times a day at the park at the end of my street.
She's a dog magnet.
I've got to run around it. I'm not a runner.
No.
I'm running around the park as dogs are all like, you know, we've got a greyhound club.
At the end of the street.
Mate, I've got a pace on me.
Oh.
So then I can't keep doing that. I'll get fit.
Yeah.
That's for no one. So I've got her locked in the backyard just for the duration of while she's on heat.
Yes.
So she's going. Yeah. A bit crazy,
of course,
and continuing the hole digging around the perimeter of the yard.
Is there an opportunity to get out of this yard?
Well, she's trying to get to the other dogs. There's a miniature dachshund next door that's trying to get to her, which
that
I think is pretty funny.
That is not the breeding that you're after.
Well, if he gets in there, he's going to need a stepladder just to have any kind of purchase. She's digging holes, and I'm genuinely worried about the structural integrity of my neighbour's property.
Mm.
So what I've taken to do, because I'm not taking for a walk, she is filling the yard with excrement.
Mm.
It's ridiculous.
Just get out and mow.
Just
don't pick any of it up. Just mow it.
Just let it go white, and then you mow over
it.
It's just plumes of dog powder going up in the air.
Fertilizer.
Well, what I've taken to do is digging it up and then putting it in the hole she's digging.
That's apparently a very good idea.
Because she doesn't want to then dig in the holes.
In her own poo.
So then she just moves on to another part of the fence and digs that. So she's digging a trench around it, you know.
It's like an old school poo trench. Yeah.
It's like she's in Hogan's Hero.
Yeah, it's like a latrine.
It's great, right? Yeah. And it's sort of working. But we've basically done the perimeter now and the sort of holding.
Where next?
Well, then we've had a fair bit of rain.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I'm in a rental. I didn't know. But the the genius that put the plumbing in for the garage and the shed in the back have taken the plumbing off and not connected it up to the storm water. It just flows into the backyard.
What, into a little ag hole or something?
No, not even into a hole. Just an open pipe just jets out into the yard. Oh. It's quite a big surface area across the garage, a lot of water.
Yeah.
And so the backyard filled with water went into all the holes, and now I've just got a backyard turd soup. Like it's
slash moat.
Yeah. It's a good time to be alive. And also I have a sty in my eye. I don't know if you've noticed.
This lockdown is really, it's
wearing
you down.
You have to wear a mask and all you can see is your eyes. It's just one manky, weepy eye coming out of my turd soup backyard.
Oh,
having
awful.
A great time, Marty.
The Marty Shugold Show. The Marty Shugold Show. Week in review.
Marty, you've had a rather different start this morning here
I've
at
had
work.
A work poo.
We're admitting that on air.
Alex,
it's the morning. First time it's happened.
I actually wondered if you did.
I was not well.
Chicken wings. Blame it on the chicken wings.
I think it was the chicken wings. I was worried about the temperature. I was worried about the temperature of them when I had them. I know nothing about the UFC.
Well, you can't know everything.
It's thuggery. I wouldn't mind being ringside just to experience it.
To get some fluid on your face.
And just go, wow, some fluid on my face. Ease up, fellas. I thought this was a fight. Yeah. What's going on? It's all this fluid on my face.
In the ring.
Take it easy. Have a day off, mate. I'll take us off here.
Bill!
Hungry Jack's joins the fried chicken war. It's been 2 years in the making. What?
Yeah.
2 years?
Put some breadcrumbs on it and whack it in the deep fryer, Phil.
Well, there's quite a lot to compete with KFC and Red Rooster. They need to find... Did you say pacapanyo?
Punko?
Punko crumbs.
It's on the army base.
Are we in the fried chicken war?
They've been developing this at
pacapanyo. That's what they do there.
That's what they do out there.
Keep your head down.
Yeah, it's pine gap and pacapanyo. They're not big on shirts in the NRL. No. They love getting their shirt. Mind you, I'd get my shirt off too if I look like that.
You look like that, mate. Like
very different if I'm dancing on a table without my shirt on.
All good fun.
Guy's hosing me down.
Get him back in the water.
Didn't you do that recently?
Everyone has a fetish.
You can't not play the Ashes.
That's what I would have thought. So that's what we're getting into here.
What about if you've been married for 20 years? I would have thought...
Oh, here we go.
I would have thought, Troy, that 2 months away from your 20-year-long relationship is about right.
Just a bit of a rest.
And get your head down and concentrate. Spend some time in the net. Stop worrying about getting back up to the room and make sure your lady's all right. Have a bat.
Just a bit of focus on the task at hand.
Have a bat.
No, double entendre.
Have a club sandwich.
Obviously.
Bat.
And then go down to the nets. Jetex Dubai operations located at a private terminal, they're always fun. I've only been through a private terminal once.
What was it like?
Well, it was like you were catching a tram. You don't see anyone.
That doesn't sound very nice.
No, I meant you don't see anyone. Do you know, there's just an attractive person who goes, welcome, champagne. Of course, champagne.
What trams have you been going on?
The restaurant tram. Lloyd's Auctions reported a record price for an Australian road car of $1.3 million for a Ford Falcon GTHO Phase 3.
Looks like a car you'd see going down the street at Tamworth or something.
It's had all insides redone.
No, redoing the insides is what takes the value.
Oh, I don't know.
Lauren, you ruined it.
Sorry.
Lauren ruined it. Play a song.
The only way is up.
Yeah.
The only way is... We may well play that at some point today.
Was it Yaz and the plastic population, I think, did that.
Gee, Willy Winkers. Where have you pulled that from?
What? I don't know.
It is... Yaz and the plastic population.
It's extraordinary.
Very good from here.
See, played it a few times.
While these kids were waiting to be born, we were working.
We were working.
Yeah, his best music.
Yeah,
all that. I've said all of those things.
50 minutes of whatever.
Non-stop whatever. Don't forget the non-stop.
Don't forget
and
the
free.
Non-stop. And
oh,
free.
God.
You don't have to pay for it.
No. That's not what an ad-free 50 was.
That's explaining ad-free 50.
You've never done it.
I thought that's what you meant.
You've never done it. 50-minute ad-free, non-stop, whatever.
No,
but if you're going to teach me, let me know, because I'll sit on the carpet.
And that's it for another week on the Marty Shugold Show.
Grab your coat, mate. Oh, that's hilarious.
The Marty Shugold Show. Back Monday from 6.